Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. A new study from UCSF shows that a new rapid COVID test could be key to lowering infection rates. KLW's Carla Estevez explains.
If you've ever been tested for COVID-19, chances are you were swabbed with something called a PCR test. It's considered the gold standard when it comes to testing. But a PCR test takes days to return results. This prompted the creation of a new so-called rapid test. It can provide results in under 30 minutes, but it can't detect the coronavirus if the levels are too low. So, is it effective? To find out, researchers from UCSF and Chan Zuckerberg BioHub recently evaluated the tests. They set up a free pop-up testing site in San Francisco's Mission District. Everyone who visited provided two nasal swab samples. One was tested for COVID using PCR, the other was run through the rapid test. The results showed that for people with high amounts of the virus, the rapid tests were almost as effective as the PCR test. Researchers say the rapid test could help quickly identify people who are the most infectious so they can quarantine to keep from spreading the virus. The results of the study will help the California Department of Public Health plan for how they can roll out rapid testing efforts of their own. In Oakland, I'm Carla Estevez for KALW News.
Millions of Californians have already voted in this year's election, shattering early turnout records. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon looks at who's driving the turnout and whether the pandemic-induced surge will sustain.
It's 2 weeks before Election Day, and more than 3.5 million Californians have already returned their ballots. That's three times what turnout was at this point in 2016. Election observers like Paul Mitchell were expecting a bump this year because every voter was mailed a ballot due to the pandemic.
It isn't an apples to apples comparison, but crazy high.
Mitchell is vice president of the consulting firm Political Data, Inc. He says so far, those who've already returned their ballots are mostly older folks who belong to a political party, people who were already likely to vote this year.
This is not yet a big surge of younger, minority, renters, students, those kind of populations that we expect to be low turnout. In fact, of the first 3 million ballots cast, 99% of them were already in our likely voter universes.
While congressional districts with the highest turnout right now are in different parts of the state geographically, they have a couple things in common. Their residents are mostly white and wealthy. There are indications the presidential race will drive higher turnout among younger and more diverse populations, too. But Mitchell says we're not seeing that yet. They're more likely to vote closer to Election Day. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Californians are voting on a dozen ballot propositions this election, including Prop 24, which would tweak the state's new digital privacy law. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
California's new Consumer Privacy Act has been in effect for less than a year, but already its backers want to strengthen it. Prop 24 would create a new state agency to enforce that law and would triple fines for companies that violate children's online privacy. It would also give consumers more control over the data companies collect. Some advocates, like Consumer Watchdog President Jamie Court, say these are good things.
This is the strongest protection in America we have now in California, and Prop 24 makes it even stronger.
But others worry the initiative is riddled with loopholes and say it could lead to consumers paying to shield their sensitive information.
The steps forward are minimal at best, and the steps backward are really problematic.
That's Jacob Snow with the ACLU of Northern California. The two sparred over the issue this month in a virtual debate hosted by the Sacramento Press Club. Under current law, users have to check boxes to prevent companies from selling their data. Prop 24 wouldn't change that, but Snow says it should.
It doesn't make privacy the default, which is the protection that Californians need and the thing that will actually do the job of protecting people's privacy.
But supporters worry if Prop 24 doesn't pass, tech companies will start to chip away at California's landmark privacy law. Court points out that in the year after it passed, special interest groups flooded the state capitol trying to gut the law.
It is crazy, and this law will fall if we don't lock it into statute.
Some argue that the current law should have more time before it's changed. The California Small Business Association says business owners spent time and money to comply, and a new law would cost them more. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
A private religious school in the Central Valley has been fined for violating a court COVID-19 order. Emmanuel School in Fresno has been ordered to pay $15,000 for defying a judge's order to close classrooms and stop in-person teaching. Yesterday's decision in Fresno County Superior Court ends a nearly three-month legal battle between the private K-12 Christian school and county and state officials. It may be the first judgment of its kind against a California school for violating health orders aimed at slowing the spread of coronavirus.